The Senate Judiciary Committee begins confirmation hearings today on President Bush's nomination of Robert Mueller as the next FBI director. Mueller is expected to be easily confirmed. That's one thing that's going right for the president on Capitol Hill. However, he's running into problems with his domestic agenda in the Democratic-controlled Senate and in the House of Representatives. NPR's Koki Roberts joins me now. Good morning, Koki.
Good morning, Dave. Welcome.
Thank you. The Patient's Bill of Rights is slugging its way through the House. What's going on?
Well, you know, here is this big popular piece of legislation, but the problem is that the version backed by the Democrats is more popular than the one backed by the president and the Republicans, and Speaker Dennis Hastert can't get enough votes for the president's plan. He's between a rock and a hard place because the president does want to sign a Patient's Bill of Rights. Anything titled a Patient's Bill of Rights is obviously something the president wants to sign, but conservatives in the Republican Party, led by Whip Tom DeLay, do not want to compromise on this legislation, and the Democrats don't want to compromise either because they think they've got the president in a box, that he either signs their bill or vetoes a bill that's very popular and takes political heat for it. I think the reality is that there is going to be a compromise of some kind, that the president really only needs the most transparent of fig leaves to be able to say, look, they've compromised, it's a better bill now than the bill that they originally had, and I'm thrilled to sign it and have a Rose Garden ceremony. But it's going to be very hard to get from here to there because there are a lot of high feelings about the issue.
Healthcare isn't the only item on President Bush's agenda that's running into trouble in the House. He seems to be losing on several fronts.
It's true. And, of course, keep in mind, the House is the body that is at least nominally controlled by the Republican Party. Now, this is a margin of 6 votes, so there's no real control. But arsenic standards, the House on Friday voted to overturn the president's review of arsenic standards and go back to the Clinton standards. Energy, he keeps losing votes on in the House of Representatives. He had problems with his faith-based initiative, and now his whip, Tom DeLay, has given an interview saying that he's upset about the education bill, which is one of the president's, of course, signature pieces of legislation, and he doesn't know how he's going to vote when it finally comes out of conference committee, which could happen this week. Look, you've got a group of moderate Republicans in the House who say, we've got districts where this stuff, particularly environmental stuff, is just not popular, and we've got to vote our districts. And you've even got the member of Congress who is responsible for winning the House for the Republicans, the chairman of their campaign committee, saying, look, this is good for my members. It shows that they're not being pushed around by the leadership, that they're independent thinkers on issues that their voters care about. But it does make the president look like he's having a very tough time with his domestic agenda.
What can President Bush do about this? What are his options?
Well, first of all, it is important to understand the American people are not very upset about any of this at the moment. All of the polls that we've been looking at over the past few weeks show that people really are not paying any attention to anything going on in Washington with the exception of the missing intern. And there, everybody's paying attention. Only 12% of the people say they haven't paid any attention at all. But so you have at some time for the president to fix this while people aren't paying attention. And there are reports this weekend that he's going to do something that's very much in the Bill Clinton model, which is to have a variety of small initiatives on popular themes where he goes out into the heartland. The local press covers him. It's sort of beneath the radar screen of the national press, where he talks about declining moral values and teen sex and things like that that people do care about, and builds up his popularity numbers so that by the time you get to 2004, he's in much better shape, or even by next year in much better shape for the Republicans running for Congress if, and it's of course the biggest if the economy is turned around by them.
Thank you very much. NPR's Koki Roberts.